The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a Thursday, beautiful day here in Margate. I am sitting with Janet Cimarelli in her office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. And we're half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, also known as 441, at the corner of Northwest 31st Street, which is the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center, which has the Penn Dutch Supermarket. They are on the north end, we are on the south end, and we are open today until 8 o'clock. We do have some great announcements that we'll be making momentarily. But first, I'd like to welcome Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And I'm very happy to know that we have an outstanding guest with us today. And I know that you've had the opportunity, as I have over the years, to do several radio shows with this man. And he has always been most informative, most enlightening, and he brings to everybody's attention the benefits of using these particular products that contain some centuries-old herbs that have been in use that long and work very, very effectively. So, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
And I'll let our listeners know our special guest today is Omar Cruz. Omar is an herbalist, maintaining a clinical practice, and in addition to that, he's the vice president of botanical science at Himalaya Herbs. Good morning, Omar. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
As Al mentioned that he's learned so much doing radio shows with you over the past years, I have learned so much by attending your seminars. Historical information that is so relevant that gives people such a very comfortable feeling about something that may initially sound very strange. And I'm speaking about Ayurvedic medicine. Tell our listeners, Omar, if you will, a little bit about the origins, the history of Ayurveda.
Surely, and thank you both very much. It's a very, very, very honorable compliment. Thank you so much. And Ayurveda, it's something that I actually didn't start working on initially in my career. Actually, first in my career, I actually studied drug design in pharmacy school. And so I actually started in the West and studying in University of Texas. So my mindset was pretty much based on Western medicine. But the more and more I kind of delved into the Western model of medicine, I recognized that there's a tremendous amount, a percentage of products that are produced in the pharmaceutical world that actually have their origins in plant medicine. And so being young and idealistic and certainly full of vigor and excitement, I thought maybe that would be a better direction to figure out whether or not these plants actually had something to them in terms of new novel drug discovery. And it was that first question as far as where do these drugs originally come from that led me down the pathway of herbalism. And initially, I studied the herbalism of Native American herbalism and the Southwest Ute people, and then later on studied the eclectic medicines of the 1800s, 1900s out of Europe and of the United States. But every step I took towards uncovering the field of herbalism led me back to India, which is the oldest system of medicine. And when you dig deep enough into the history, you actually find out that it's actually the predecessor of every traditional system we have in terms of medicine, and was even borrowed completely in some aspects of toxicology, for example, and even aspects of surgery by Hippocrates, the Greek father of Western medicine, during the time of Alexander the Great's conquest. And in that arena, much of Indian's compendium of knowledge called Ayurveda, the science of life, is one of its translations, was taken wholesale and adopted by the Greek people. So much of what we understand in terms of Ayurveda is that it's one of the oldest systems of medicine. It's one of the oldest recorded systems of medicine. And in fact, they were the initiators of topics such as toxicology. They were actually even the initiators of surgical procedures. In fact, if you've ever heard of a nose job, a rhinoplasty, they actually described that in 2,000 years ago in one of their sutras. In fact, if you open up a lot of modern textbooks of plastic surgery, they acknowledge Sushruta, the manual and the physician that described some of the surgical procedures that moved connective tissue from the ear, in this case of the historical books, from the ear into the nose when the nose was injured. So fascinating topic, and one that has given the world really appreciation in terms of the potential of plant medicine.
I think that this kind of information will give a great deal of comfort to individuals who may be hearing you speak, to understand that this is tried and true over thousands of years, and recorded. So that does make a very big difference, and to understand that there was a focus on the toxicology aspect of combining certain procedures, combining certain herbs, certain foods, and so on, that with Himalaya, you are bringing to the marketplace this incredibly deep history and putting together the herbs that have been shown over many, many years that have a specific healing effect. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to agree with you, exactly. And Himalaya's purpose, of course, is to make the world better one person at a time, to truly treat the individual. And that's what Ayurveda really, to a large degree, encapsulated or took apart in terms of their understanding of medicine, not treating everyone in the masses the same, but recognizing that everyone, say, with diabetes actually has their own unique form of diabetes, which is why not all medications or drugs work the same in every individual. And by understanding that, they were able to create a personalized system of medicine that could be exported. And much like you said, one that was actually recorded, which is very unique in herbalism, because much of the people who recorded herbalism were the conquering societies. And in terms of history, you have to understand that when a conquering society took over another politic or group or body of people, a lot of times they altered a lot of that, or they translated, which oftentimes loses a lot of what the understanding is. And the benefit of Ayurveda was all of this was recorded, all of this was written, all of this was literally handed down generation to generation. In fact, most archaeologists believe that this system is about 5,000 years old. And it survived because of its success and because of its adaptability, regardless of the culture, even the genetic background. It tends to have a dramatic effect. And I feel like Himalaya has been an example of taking that system of Ayurveda and applying it to the world, because right now we're actually sold in 92 countries, and we actually have over 6,000 employees. In other words, if you have a product that does really well in the United States, that's great. Maybe you can do well in Canada as well. But when you see a product that's exportable into 92 different countries, we're talking dozens and dozens of different languages at this point, we can see that they really did strike upon a method and an equation that does seem to see the individual within the group of conditions. And because they lacked blood chemistry, because they lacked x-rays, because they lacked MRIs, what they could see was how the mind and body interacted in terms of a disease state. They were actually benefited by that lack of technology. And because of that, they can assess truly from a physical and even interpersonal connection, which brings, again, that personal wellness to the picture.
So this idea of being able to observe, recognize, and actually act upon those observations with regard to mind-body response to particular herbs, dramatic information. And I think that in our present-day medical care, we are so focused on high-tech diagnostic techniques that we actually forget to take a look at the patient, listen to the patient. So it's very interesting. And the other part of this that you are mentioning is diabetes, which is, we both, I would imagine, acknowledge that it is epidemic globally and that it is an individual illness. So important for people to understand that what contributes to destabilization of blood sugar in one person may not be that same, have that same cause in another person. And so I will kind of bring to the discussion an individual that I spoke with a few weeks ago whose diet was perfect, whose exercise routine was exemplary. However, the issue that was, in my opinion, the cause of her uncontrolled or destabilized blood sugar chemistry had to do with cortisol, had to do with extreme stress. And so that brings me to the product Stress Care. How important, okay, so we see Stress Care and we think, okay, well, emotional, psychological stress, but let's talk about how it might have an impact on someone's physical manifestations of stress.
Sure. And to encapsulate that briefly with Ayurveda, Ayurveda believes that all disease either began in their genetic history or in the mind. So when Ayurveda approached something from a preventive point of view, they took in consideration the familial background, which they talked about in terms of karma, literally past lives. We're talking about in a biochemical sense. This is literally the genetic past life, or the mind. So they felt like the mind was truly the gateway of disease states. And the more and more we learn about stress, in fact, there's an entire new field of medicine called psychoneuroimmunology in the West, which is just now appreciating that the stress levels can actually impact the immune system. But when you break it down, you realize that stress affects not only the adrenals and not only the brain, but it affects the blood flow, the capillaries, the heart. It actually shuts down the digestive system. It actually puts pressure on the endocrine system. It redirects the way and the kinds of fat that we actually produce in the body. It alters our blood sugar, like you mentioned. It puts a lot of pressure on the heart in terms of performance. And of course, like we just discussed, it actually has a degrading effect on the immunity as well.
Just absolutely astonishing information, I think, for many of the people who may be listening to the show, opening, you use the phrase gateway of disease, but opening the gateways of their minds into an entirely new way of considering the causes of disease. That music means that we do need to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate with Mr. Al Foreman. And joining us by phone, our very, very special guest, Omar Cruz. And we will be back with more. Stay tuned. Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, SAVALOT, NutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655. 877-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman again for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We have a very special guest on the air with us today, Mr. Omar Cruz from the Himalaya Company. And I believe the main office here in the States is located in Houston, Texas, where I attended probably about 15 years ago a seminar there and had a wonderful couple of days in Houston visiting with the people from Himalaya. And the Himalaya Company has been around, as Omar pointed out, for many, many years and is located or sold through 92 different countries, which is a feat in itself considering the fact that most companies that you know nationally are not in 92 countries. They may be in the United States. They may be in England. They may be in France. But nowhere does any company that I know of in the business that we have here are located with their products in 92 countries. And the product we were speaking about is Stress Care, but Himalaya has many other fine products. And what we're doing today is something very special. What we're going to do is the entire line of Himalaya, every product that we have here, we'll have an additional 10% off our everyday low price. In addition to that, if you see myself, if you see Anita, Adam, Kyle, or Sally, they will give to you an additional $2 coupon, which can be utilized off the price, and I'll give you the price of the Stress Care, which is one we're speaking about right now. And the Stress Care product has a bottle of 240 capsules. The manufacturer suggested retail price is $42.95. We have an everyday low price of this product at $28.69. So in addition to the everyday low price of $28.69, you're going to be getting 10% off today, plus a coupon good for an additional $2 off. So you're looking at approximately $5 less than what this price is by utilizing the 10% plus the coupon of $2. So make yourself available. This special is only on for today, and we are only open till 8 o'clock this evening. And Janet, I think that you're on the right road because there are so many people today that are faced with stress and for a multitude of reasons. So I know that we're going to get into some of the different areas that you have dealt with over the years, and though that Omar has definitely dealt with. So I'll turn it back to you.
And with regard to Himalaya's Stress Care, people, the recommended serving size is 2 capsules, and you can take 2 capsules twice a day. Omar, how would you tell people they should expect to respond to having a dose of the Stress Care?
That's a great question, an important question to ask really all of the products that we're taking. Himalaya has been successful because we do clinical research on all of our products. So this is a product, Stress Care, internationally. This is called Geraforte. It's been around since the 70s. So we've actually had this product in place for about 40 years. And in those 40 years, we've amassed a tremendous amount of clinical science. In terms of the clinical results, just to kind of review very quickly and what you might expect yourself in terms of just basing it on generally what we've seen in the clinical studies, with Stress Care at the dose, and again, the studies mirrored the dose on the bottle, so you don't have to change the dosage on the bottle, just stay with the dosages in the bottles of all Himalaya products, so that mirrors the clinical trials. But we found an 82% reduction in sleep complaints in terms of getting to sleep as well as staying asleep, and that's versus 20% in the placebo group. 85% said they actually woke up feeling more energized versus 19% of the placebo group. 63% said they had more energy sustained throughout the middle of the day. This is that normal, you know, that hump of the middle of the day that people try and get through, or they run to Starbucks, or they grab the potato chips or those chocolate bars to try and get them through the other end of that. Stress could actually increase the energy throughout the middle of the day by 63% versus 5% in the placebo group. We also found a 60% reduction in self-reported feelings of worthlessness versus 8% in the placebo group, and a 79% reduction in terms of self-destructive thoughts. And the reason we looked at this particular array of study questions is because we use a standardized test called the Hamilton Rating Scale for Depression. We actually recruited patients that were dealing with mood difficulties. And we actually used that standardized psychological parameter test to look at various qualities of operating life, from sleeping to energy to feelings of worthlessness and self-destructive thoughts. And we saw improvements across the entire scale of this psychological profile model using the Hamilton Rating Scale for Depression. And that was a six-week study. And so, you know, you're talking about the coupon, which is a very generous offering. Thank you. And thank you for the store also for promoting this product. But this is a product that you will feel in the first bottle. And this is something that, again, has tremendous amount of history, over 40 years of use, and significant amount of clinical trials to really encourage the hope that people come into health food stores and to clinics like your own to achieve.
I think that will give some of our listeners some a wonderful window of hopefulness, because they may have been struggling and taking individual herbs, getting some response. But when you have such a comprehensive array of herbs as you have in the stress care product, you're going to see benefits not only in that internal body chemistry, but in measurable aspects such as your sleep and your energy. If you would talk a little bit about the Chyawanprash concentrate.
Sure. And within stress care itself is an actual formula called Chyawanprash. And Chyawanprash, if you were just looking at the Ayurvedic medical world, the world that practices Ayurvedic medicine in hospitals or clinics throughout Asia, that one formula represents about 50% of the sales within Ayurvedic medicine. That's how popular that is. And I tend to kind of call it the multivitamin of Ayurveda. It's one of the oldest formulations listed in the sutras. Sutra, by the way, is where we get the Greek word suture from, as in to tie the past to the present, much like the sutures that we use in surgery. And so the sutras themselves actually recorded this several thousands of years ago, and it truly was what they called a rasayana. And a rasayana in Ayurveda means a life-extending formulation. Today, we would probably call it an adaptogen, something that increases our tolerances to stress and that increases our ability to withstand the physiological and psychological demands of stress. So they actually understood that as a form of therapy. They called it rasayana, and today we would probably call them adaptogens. And that's half of the formula right there, is those 43 ingredients that are in Chyawanprash. And from a clinical perspective, how do we use those? Historically, we used it to build up the immune system and to build up dilapidated tissues or wasted tissues from convalescence, long-term illness, from fatigue, or for these really long-term illnesses that we tend to see people coming out of, and they need something to kind of restore their body and restore them at their vital cellular level. And that's primarily how Chyawanprash is used today. And in fact, the history of stress care starts with Chyawanprash, because Chyawanprash is such a popular product. But in India, if you were able to travel India or Asia, you would see Chyawanprash as a paste. It would be this thick, gummy, apple butter-looking paste. And in Asia, it's very common to give a spoonful to children every day. But of course, in the West, it's a very abnormal, you know, you wouldn't expect to kind of put this tarry brown substance in a kid's mouth. And of course, most of the kids wouldn't want to do it. So the founder of Himalaya, Mr. Manal, who started the company back in 1930, he actually looked for a way of making Schellenprash into a capsule and then adding to it so that we could give it to a wider scope of people dealing with the psychological emotions of stress or aging, which is why it was called Geriforte in Europe and Asia, as in gerontological, to help us deal with the transitions of age. And he accomplished essentially the formula that we consider to be a multivitamin in terms of the herbal world.
It's very interesting because Himalaya does sell that as a standalone herbal mixture, a paste, as you were mentioning. I had a client, an older man, who I thought would respond very positively to distinctive higher dose of coenzyme Q10. When he came back to me and he said, no, there was no change. This was what I recommended. And I said it might be a little bit difficult to take by itself initially, but I thought that he had a possibility of a very, very nice response to this Geriforte kind of tonic. And he came back to me less than a week later and said, it was transforming with regard to his energy, his sleep, his state of mind. So it was a very comprehensive response from him. There is another product, in addition to Stress Care being very well known here in South Florida and certainly at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Stress Care very well known, and Liver Care. And Liver Care is something that if our listeners don't know anything about Liver Care, they really do need to listen to Omar and what he has to say. Now, we just have a very, very few minutes before, 2 minutes before we go to a break, Omar. So how would you like to open the discussion about Liver Care?
It's a good point, and we'll make it really brief, but to kind of put it in a capsule, the liver performs over 500 biochemical jobs. In fact, the University of Berlin actually put together a topographical computerized model of the interactions with the liver between other cells, and it's the most confusing map I've ever seen. It really does do a tremendous amount of function in the body, and it's actually the only organ in the body that if you were to cut two-thirds of it off, it would almost grow back completely. And if you think about that just from a biological point of view, your brain doesn't have that capacity. Your heart does not have that capacity. The lungs have very little capacity for regeneration. The liver can almost regenerate itself completely, even when 75% of it's been cut. That kind of gives us at least an appreciation of how important this one organ is in the body in terms of performing things from immune system function, detoxification, the utilization of vitamins and minerals. In fact, you know, the liver is a massive part of the conversion of beta carotene into vitamin A. In fact, it even stores vitamin D, B12. It even stores a lot of the nutrients that we take in a multivitamin form. That's how valuable it is for the human system. So we'll start at that direction.
Fabulous, fabulous information for our listeners. And it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Our very, very special guest today, Omar Cruz, herbalist and expert, and someone who is sharing with us his knowledge of the formulas brought to us by Himalaya. I'm here with Mr. Al Forman in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. We will be right back with more. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Save a lot. Prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyonic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning with our very, very special guest, Mr. Omar Cruz, and, of course, Janet Cimarelli, who will be available to answer any questions right after the show, and that's today, Thursday, from 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock. And Janet will be here tomorrow from 4 to 7 and Saturday 12 to 5. So if there's anything on your mind you'd like to discuss with her, with any health challenges you may be facing or some symptoms that you may want to discuss with her, please feel free to stop in today from 11 to 2, tomorrow 4 to 7, and Saturday 12 to 5. And we have a great lineup of demonstrations going on for Saturday. We have a demonstration for the companies Carlson and NeoCell, which is going to take place this coming Saturday from 12 to 3. And that will also include from 12 to 4 a New Chapter. So we have three different companies who are giving away some very, very valuable product to the people who come and visit with them, and also some coupons that you could be used for the future. A week from Saturday, we have something really, really exciting. Everybody that I could think of, at least in my family and friends that I know of, use a deodorant. And I don't know how many times people switch off deodorants because they're not satisfied with what the deodorants are doing for them. So Saturday the 25th, you'll be able to come in with your old deodorant, and Lafes, L-A-F-E-S, will switch out and give you a brand new deodorant of Lafes in different fragrances that you can use in place of your old deodorant that you may not be satisfied with. So that's going to take place from 10:30 to 1:30 on Saturday the 25th, which is a week from Saturday. And as a reminder, today's show, which we have the Himalaya Drug Company as part of with Omar Cruz, you're going to receive an additional 10% off the everyday low price of all Himalaya products. In addition, you can visit with me, with Janet, with Anita, Adam, Kyle, or Sally, and they will give you a $2 coupon, which further discounts the products from Himalaya that we're not only speaking about, but ones that are on the shelf that we don't get a chance to speak about. The product that we last spoke about and will continue to speak about for the next several minutes is Himalaya Liver Care. And that particular product has a suggested retail price by the manufacturer of $41.95. Here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, we have an everyday low price of only $27.99. So again, $27.99 for a bottle of 180 capsules of Liver Care, and you'll receive 10% off that everyday low price plus the $2 coupon. So it's very affordable, and most importantly, it works. It has some great ingredients I know that we're going to be discussing momentarily. So Janet, back to you.
Okay, and so a very big question to throw out to you, Omar. Liver care. We see how important liver function and how important supporting our liver function becomes because of its ability to literally detoxify chemicals that we're exposed to and enhance the utilization of different nutrients through enzyme production. So many different functions. Unfortunately, we see so many Americans on any number of different pharmaceuticals that have a potentially negative impact on liver function. How is it possible? How would you suggest people move forward with supporting their livers with Himalaya Liver Care if they're on pharmaceutical medication?
And of course, this is a great opportunity to remind everyone that the goal is to integrate medicine. So we need to make a bridge between the vitamin and herbal and mineral world with the Western pharmaceutical world. So the more patients that come into their physicians and tell them, this is what I'm taking, it forces the physicians to become more aware and to become more familiar with what's available on the other side of the aisle. And the more we integrate, the better we'll get along with one another. Now, Himalaya is in a very unique position in that strategy because we're sold in 92 countries. And in over 30 countries, our products are actually available in pharmacy settings. So we actually sell much like a pharmaceutical product in over 30 countries. So we actually have to study for that interaction. We have to look for any possible interaction that's negative or even positive. There's several positive interactions between drugs and supplements that we're slowly discovering little by little in the West because we are regulated as a supplement and not as a drug. You know, we're not forced to study for those types of things. But in many other parts of the world, they have fully integrated between the two. You know, Italy's a great example. Switzerland's a great example. Europe is generally a great example, as well as Asia, where they've integrated the two. So these have a little bit of a head start. But the first place to start is to always tell your physician, tell your specialist, as well as your primary care physician what you're taking. And particularly as you find yourself getting into a polypharmacy setting where you're taking, and it's not uncommon for people to be on 7 or 8 pharmaceutical medications, you know, at one time. And all of those, of course, are added on top of the environmental burden, the dietary burden, the physical exposure burden. All of that has to go through the liver. So we see an opportunity for not only you to experience better liver metabolism, but also for the physicians to become more aware in how they could help other patients out by supporting the liver, one of which could be the addition of liver care. And liver care, we talked about stress care being available since the 70s. Liver care, it's an international product called Live52. It was called Live52 because it was Dr. Kapton's 52nd attempt at a liver formula. That tells you how long she was struggling with this particular formulation. But this has been around since 1955. And in fact, we have over 100 human clinical trials on those products combined. So we have a tremendous amount of history and a tremendous amount of clinical investigation. In terms of what we studied, much like Janet had mentioned, we studied things in terms of the nutrient capacity of supporting the liver. The most recent study we have finished was we showed that if people were on liver care versus the placebo product, and of course the placebo product being an inert, they oftentimes call them sugar pill, even though there's not sugar in it anymore, but it's an inert pill that looks like the real medication to make sure that our ego doesn't get in the way of the results. But we actually showed that liver care over the placebo could actually increase the amount of protein produced out of the liver. And that protein can come in the form of collagen for the skin. The protein can come in the form of immunoglobulin, white blood cells. The proteins could be formed to make new compounds in the eye. You see, the liver, like we said, is in charge of over 500 biochemical processes in the body, one of which is to create all of a pool of all of the amino acids from all of the proteins you're consuming and then rearrange them and put them back together so that we can make new human proteins. That's one of the jobs of the liver. We also studied liver care for various liver etiologies, such as non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. Fatty liver is another common phrase that we're starting to see more. Fatty liver is a situation where the liver normally should be using fat as a form of energy, but when it starts using other things in terms of energy, most likely sugar, we start seeing fatty infiltrate the tissues of the liver, and once that fatty tissue hardens, we start seeing the beginning of cirrhosis. It's a very common diagnosis, unfortunately, nowadays. Fatty liver is a lot of times considered a precondition for diabetes, in fact. But we've studied it for that. We've studied it for both drug-induced and non-drug-induced forms of hepatitis. Hepatitis, of course, being inflammation of the liver. There's obviously also, you know, viral forms of hepatitis. We're studying it for simply the inflammation of the liver from chemicals, from exposure to drugs, or even from the exposure of certain pharmaceutical drugs, which will have an effect on the liver. So it has a tremendous opportunity to really support the organ system at large. And I'll wrap it up again with one phrase. Because Ayurveda, because this system of medicine, even because this formulation was created over half a century ago, you know, its goal was to help every job of the liver, not just one function. It wasn't meant to offset the problem or damage that you get from a statin drug. It wasn't meant to deal with the problems of taking Tylenol. It simply was there to support any and all of the needs of the liver. And little by little, decade after decade, our clinical science is showing that it truly is getting very close at achieving that very objective.
Omar, I have a question. We do get people from time to time in here that have either a drug addiction or a alcoholic addiction, and it causes them great grief, and not only them, but their families as well. Would you venture to say that something like LiverCare can help detoxify them in such a way that they may not have the cravings anymore for alcohol or for drugs?
Well, the cravings are going to be more in the brain chemistry, and the brain chemistry is going to be more specific to a neurohormone called dopamine. And dopamine is something that actually rewards you for addictive behavior, and that's true for smoking to some degree, as well as video game addiction, gambling. It's all going to relate back to dopamine. There is another plant that could be helpful in that aspect. We haven't actually studied for that, but the theoretical mechanisms are for a plant called mucuna, M-U-C-U-N-A, mucuna, and that actually delivers L-DOPA, which is the precursor for dopamine in the brain. And I've used that before, and a lot of other clinicians have used that as well to offset the dramatic drop of dopamine, that reward, you know, behavior in the brain. That's one aspect of it. The other thing I would also add, of course, is LiverCare, because there's a lot of damage to the liver in terms of addictions. I would add StressCare to it, because it's very stressful coming out of an addictive situation. And the last thing I would do is consider talk therapy, because we also have seen great science in terms of talk therapy assisting with people being more successful with addictive behaviors. And that could be anywhere from, you know, group settings like Alcoholics Anonymous, where being a very successful model. There's various models of AA that are applicable to different forms of addictions, as well as just one-on-one psychological interview. That all of those together create a very integrative model for potential success.
Well, I know that Janet over the years has used Mucuna, and I'm sure that we'll get into that, because I know we're coming up on another last intermission for the day, but when we come back, we're going to get into it a little bit more about the benefits of Mucuna.
And you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest joining us by phone, Omar Cruz. And we will be right back with more. Stay tuned.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, Save-A-Lot.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We're coming up on our last segment, and I know we have a lot of information to cover with our very special guest, Mr. Omar Cruz, and Janet Cimarelli. I'd like to first remind our listeners that the entire line of Himalaya has an additional 10% off today only. That's up until 8 o'clock this evening. In addition to the 10% off the everyday low price, you're going to receive a $2 coupon on every single Himalaya product that you purchase today up until 8 o'clock. So it's a great value with some fantastic items that really work. And the one item that we're going to speak about now, this Makuna, has a suggested retail price of $17.95. We have an everyday low price of $11.69. And that's for a bottle of 60 capsules. You'll receive an additional 10% off the $11.69 plus a $2 coupon. So this is a ridiculously low price for the value of what you're getting with Makuna. So, Jen, I'm going to turn it back to you to get into the benefits.
Okay, and I, just before I discuss my the information I have with regard to Makuna, I want to say that Himalaya has a research and development team of physicians, herbalists, scientists, more than 200 on that team, making sure that the combinations of herbal ingredients in their formulations are very well researched, that the forms of those herbal ingredients are the correct forms. There are over 1,200 published clinical trials on the specific Himalaya products, not borrowed science, as we very often see in the medical and nutritional industries, but done very specifically on the Himalaya product. So you can use these products with a sensation of confidence, knowing that they are extremely well researched. With regard to Makuna, I learned something from Mr. Omar Cruz about Makuna, that taking the Makuna is going to have a soothing effect. So very beneficial with regard to stress, very beneficial with regard to, let's say, cravings for different substances, be it sugar, alcohol, food, chocolate, caffeine, nicotine, whatever it might be. But one of the things that Makuna will bring to your sleep is dreams, and that the dreams will be memorable. And so, Omar, tell our listeners a little bit about why it's important to remember your dreams, why it's important to be dreaming.
Yeah, that's it's a very interesting topic. In Sanskrit, the original language of Ayurveda, Makuna, and Makuna, you should realize, is the Latin binomial, is a scientific word for this plant. But the common, the familial, the nickname for this plant in Ayurveda was Aptagupta, which means the secret self within. And we believe that that was an indicator of a couple of possibilities. One, it was telling us where the medicine was, the seed that was within the pod. That's essentially what you're extracting that L-Dopa from, is the seeds of the secret self. But the other mind-body possibility that they were talking about was that Makuna actually induces deep REM sleeping. And that in and of itself is actually a very plausible, reaction, because, in other words, when you dream, this is the most restorative sleep that you get. This is actually when you repair muscle tissue. This is when you repair brain tissues. So we oftentimes, at least in the herbal world, we actually ask people how often they dream to kind of get an assessment of how deep, into REM sleep, because you only sleep in third REM stage. So you have to get through those different layers of sleeping. And I oftentimes find people with chronic illness or even chronic inflammation, they're very light sleepers. They wake up, they have difficulty sleeping, they sleep every couple hours, they wake right up again, they never dream. And that's a good indicator that they're not necessarily achieving that deep sleep. So that's one of the aspects that Makuna is used for popularly in the West, or rather in the East and growingly in the West, is to induce a deep sleep. And in an Ayurvedic point of view, where we're very interested in the mind-body connection, we actually start using the dreams that actually surface as a means of identifying unresolved fears or unresolved stressors. And a lot of times what we're basing this theory on is the idea that the brain, you know, and obviously we talk about the brain in terms of conscious and unconscious thoughts, of course. There's no border in the brain between conscious and unconscious. It's all one tissue. We believe that the brain is actually performing these memory tasks during sleep to help us think about it and solve those problems when we're awake. So in other words, Makuna helps us identify the thoughts that may be running in the background of your mind. And we use it as a way of inducing dream state, inducing deep sleep. It is an adaptogen in and of itself, so it does help with stress and with muscle relaxation. But it also helps us identify where there may be unresolved stressors, which we need to talk about, perhaps with our friends or family, you know, our religious leaders, or perhaps even in individual counseling sessions. So it's a very unique plant in and of itself.
I think that kind of information is so exciting for our listeners to know about, that there are a variety of different pathways to achieving good health, and it isn't simply changing your diet or exercising, but it does have to do with changes in brain chemistry. One of the things that you raise is
I wanted to ask a question about that, Jenna, because we're speaking about We spoke about stress care, we spoke about liver care, and we're speaking about Makuna. Can someone take all three?
Great question.
In fact, we oftentimes have a lot of people doing that very thing. It's not uncommon for someone, particularly who's dealing with many health objectives, to be on five or six medications at one time, or supplements or herbal supplements at a time. The goal in Ayurveda is that once you resolve those issues, you don't have to continue taking it. So that's achievable for some. You know, some people have occasional sleeping issues. That's something that you can resolve very quickly, and you can kind of come on or off of Makuna. Some people are dealing with, say, arthritis. You know, that's something that's going to be an ongoing life, you know, changing condition. That's something you'll probably end up staying with for a long period of time. So it really just depends on the relationship you have with the condition. If it's long-term, then a long-term approach happens. If it's short-term, then a short-term approach happens. But feel free to add these together, because these are all essentially foods. These are, a lot of times you look at the back of the bottle, and some of it may not be familiar, but if you're familiar with Asian culture, you'll say, oh my gosh, this is in a curry. You know, I recognize this in chai tea. Like, these are all essentially foods that they put together as a medicinal curry, if you will. And because of that, it's very easy to kind of put these together now that we've made them in a concentrated extract form that you can make in a supplement, versus traditionally when you actually had to make these into huge vases of powders and what are called churnas, or you'd have to put them in a medical butter, or you had to apply them topically. Like, the days of that laborious herbalism are over, and we can take advantage of the fact that these are in a capsule and you can take them together without an issue. I will say one more addition, though. In the back of the bottle, it'll tell you what dose to take, which is what we said the clinical trials told us to take, as well as when to take it with a meal, without a meal. Those things are actually very important to figure out the direction of a plant metabolism, whether it's benefited by digestive enzymes or acids, or whether or not it's hindered by digestive functions. So pay close attention to those. Otherwise, you can add them together without issue.
That's very good information. And I want to thank you, Omar. I know we only have a couple of minutes left. You were most informative. I hope our listeners really benefit by this vast amount of knowledge that you were able to share with me and Janet, but hopefully the listeners paid attention and are able to absorb everything that you enlightened us with. If people missed any part of this particular show, you can go to our website, which will have all the archive shows, such as the one that we've done today with Omar Cruz. And Janet, I know we're just about out of time, but I did want to make a mention on the Jemina product.
Okay.
We have.
So two products that we didn't get to speak about with Omar Cruz today, Himalaya Jemima. Jemima sylvestri is an herb that will work against sugar, so to speak. So it will minimize, hopefully, your desire for sugar, and it will take away from your palate the ability to taste sugar. So very important formula for people who are dealing with intense sugar cravings. The other really important product that I would have loved to discuss was Himalaya Shatavari. And Shatavari, for our women listeners who are dealing with hormone imbalances, and so many women are because of the environmental exposures we have. So Shatavari is a hormone tonic for women, very helpful during menopause and any issues, any time of hormonal imbalance issues. And as Al Foreman mentioned, the entire Himalaya line is 10% off until 8 o'clock tonight at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, as well as there are $2 coupons available. And to Omar, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. It was most enjoyable and most enlightening, as always.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I have to say, just to your people on the radio show, I do hundreds of radio interviews, and to have an access to Janet in your stores, this is the reason why retail stores will never be beat by online retailers, because these are the folks that give you the expertise and the recommendations based on their experience. There is a tremendous value in these stores, particularly obviously in this store, particularly with Janet. So take advantage of her. If you didn't hear it from me, she'll obviously be able to put in any information that I could have given.
Thank you so much. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, our special guest today, Omar Cruz of Himalaya. And I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.